Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Eddie Van Halen over the weekend, the guitar icon, has apparently been receiving treatments for cancer in Germany, and he's been getting cancer cells scraped from his throat for the last 5 years, and not just like recently, but we've heard that he's really not doing well lately.
Yeah, Dave Lee Ross said the band's basically his de facto, like he's set up a residency there. That's what he said.
I know, but that seems like bad. He's just like, oh, band's mine. I guess he's dead. So moving on.
Well, hopefully we lost Eddie Money this year. We've lost some pretty good, and we lost Rick Ocasek.
The theory that Eddie Van Halen has behind his cancers, though, is kind of crazy. He thinks he got the cancers from metal guitar picks.
Well, he said his lungs, he smoked and did a lot of drugs, but his lungs are clear.
Well, yeah, but still, you know, hacking darts can lead to throat cancer.
He did say
and
that.
Tongue cancer.
He did say that that isn't a doctor's analysis. That's his own analysis.
No. He said that he's had doctors say that. Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he used to use these old guitar picks that were made of copper, and he would always put them in his mouth, of course. And he taps a lot, so he puts the pick in his mouth and taps, whatever, right? And he said that he had tongue cancer right where he used to always keep the pick. It's like, no, you probably also kept a cigarette there quite a bit.
Do you believe that? Because when people get sick or they die, I'm not saying he's dying, but when people get sick or whatever, you get all these stories about them start popping up. So I went down a wormhole for him. Yeah. Do you realize he doesn't listen to he says he doesn't listen to any music. He doesn't listen to the radio in his car. He wants to hear the engine. He said he's never heard.
Yeah, I believe it.
He's never heard Pantera.
Yeah.
He's never heard Metallica. He's never heard.
I don't think.
He said, "I've never."
First off, I don't think he's never heard Pantera.
He said, "I've never heard a note from Pantera."
Dimebag Darrell was like his biggest fan.
They said he's my buddy, but I've never heard any Pantera.
Well, I doubt that. If you get to know somebody, you might flip their music on every now and then.
He said the last album he bought was from Eric Clapton back in the day.
Yeah. Well. Okay, I get it, because I mean, you and I can even attest to the fact, like, when I go home, I don't usually listen to music when I go home, because I listen to it all day. So when I go home, I listen to other things. So I get that. I understand where he's coming from there, but also, get out of here. If somebody I know you and I have had other radio people come up and say they admire us or whatever. Yeah. What do? The first thing I do is turn around and flip their station on and listen to them and see what they sound like, right? Yeah. You can't tell me that a guy like Dimebag Darrell is going to come up to him and say, I love what you do, and I try and emulate everything you do in my music.
Yeah.
And that he's going to be like, cool, and not turn his music on at all to see what he sounds like.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Tell me where you're at with this one, Ballsy. So the city of Regina is actually encouraging citizens to hand out a healthy option this Halloween, that being passes for free swim, skates, and admission to a number of the city facilities. So what you can do is you can buy a 10-pack of these admissions for $5 until October 31st and hand those out at the door.
That's where I stand with it. It's pathetic. Quit churching up stuff. That's the one day of the year where you don't have to worry about what you eat. So let's not decide to make the kids healthy and active on the day when they're supposed to be unhealthy. They're being active. They're walking around to earn their treats.
It's a Flanders mentality. It's just, why would you give away? Like, if I were a kid, I'd be saying, is it? I really hope your house is made of Teflon, because I'm going to egg the hell out of it.
If I'm going up to your house and you're giving me a pass to go swimming, I'm going to say, you are a lame person, and I'm coming back with rolls of toilet paper.
Don't people understand that handing out horrible things, that's a real risk. That's a risk.
You're
right. For me, I consider it, I mean, it's a shakedown. That's what this, that's what Halloween is. It is an absolute shakedown that kids, it's the only power they have all year. It's the only time of the year where they can go up to the neighborhood and say, "You will give me what I want, or there will be consequences."
That's right. If my mom took me from the mean streets of Glen Cairn back in the day and dropped me off in a nice neighborhood, and they handed me a pass to the Feel House, I'd be like, "What? I'm coming back here, and I'm burning this bitch to the ground."
No, you're not.
No, I'm joking.
Jesus, but man.
I know, but I'm going to tell you this right now. It is the one time of the year where you can dress ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you can get treats.
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Cody Fajardo, you are officially a Reginan. This is what the quarterback for the Riders tweeted over the weekend. Quote, "Waking up to your truck being rummaged through isn't the best of feelings. To whoever snaked my sunglasses, car change, and Fajardo toy Funko, you obviously needed it more than me. Have a great Thanksgiving with your new gifts. Ha ha."
What is the Fajardo toy Funko?
It's just like a toy figurine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know we had them out there.
Well, yeah. Okay.
I didn't know that, but okay. So, yeah. I mean, but he in typical Cody fashion, he forgives whoever did it.
Yeah. He said that, he went to church or whatever.
Yeah. He was on his way to church and then he found his truck rifled into. But, I guess you're not.
Happens to the nicest of people. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Nobody is safe from it here in Regina. They'll find a way. If they have to smash a vehicle, they'll get
Cody,
it.
Cody, let this be a lesson to you and other people like you. Don't leave change visible. Don't leave things like sunglasses out. You got to look like your car hasn't been lit, like there's nothing in your car that hasn't been used in weeks. Because people will come around and that's what they do. Looking for drug money, looking for whatever.
Cody Fajardo is the quarterback of the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Uh-huh.
You would think he would have a garage. Maybe we should build
one. No, he's only probably making about 80 grand.
Right? I know.
Well, probably more now on start, like on bonuses
that's
and stuff.
Crazy.
Oh, dude's about to live in the nicest neighborhood in Regina when his next deal comes in.
Right.
The longer this goes.
Yeah. He's in the CFL, so he'll still make as much as like Aaron Rodgers, towel.
But he's never going to play in the NFL, so he's going to make about 500 G's next year.
Oh boy,
that's a nice pay raise.
Let's hope he's not just a blip on the radar here, old Cody Fajardo.
You know what though? At least I guess that's his initiation. Like you said, I guess that's his initiation.
Please tell me, Cody, you didn't leave your Jesus sprinkles on the seat.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Tracy Sparrowhawk joining us from the People's Party of Canada. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Good. I like the glasses. They look good.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's good.
How was Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Good.
Yeah. Where'd you have it? At your house or?
No, at my mother-in-law's house. She was gracious enough to host us and have everybody over, and it was very good.
Wow. How long have you been married for?
Over 20 years. I lose count.
So what's your favorite thing? What's your favorite food at Thanksgiving? Is it the desserts? Is it the turkey? What is it?
Oh, I do love the turkey and the cranberry. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the dressing.
Oh, cranberries.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Really? They just sit there at ours.
I'm not a big cranberry guy.
Oh, yeah.
Great gravy with stuffing, or does stuffing stand alone? I think stuffing stands alone.
Yeah, stand alone.
You see?
No.
She's with me.
Yeah.
Like
the gravy on it.
Yeah.
Tracy Sparrowhawk joining us again from the People's Party of Canada. You have three daughters, you were saying?
I have four.
Four daughters.
So how old are they?
My oldest is 19, then 17, 15, and 13 and a half.
Does your husband get any bathroom time?
Well, you know, we do have three bathrooms, but somehow they all seem to congregate in our bathroom.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, he still kind of has to fight.
So do the girls fight? Or they get along pretty good?
Oh, we have our moments, you know. Hormones run our house.
For sure, I bet, yeah.
Hormones and drama.
Well, you're fit for politics.
Hey, politics!
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
That's good.
Tracy Sparrowhawk again of the People's Party of Canada joining us. So I see that you're a fan of both Friends and Seinfeld. Is this true?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the hardest political question you're going to get. You have to pick one to stick around, pick one to go away forever. What is it?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think I would pick Seinfeld.
Correct answer. That's the correct
answer.
To
go away forever or to stay?
To stay. Yeah, absolutely.
I like my Costanza wallet.
Oh, that's perfect.
Is that good? Hey, look at all these cards and everything. It's good. So that's, you know, to be honest with you, I think I've watched less, over, under, I've watched less than 5 episodes of Seinfeld.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, Chad quotes them to me all the time.
I've seen every single one multiple
times. Yeah, I never get tired.
So what character would Tracy Sparrowhawk be closest to? Yeah, now, you could say Elaine. Elaine's the easiest one because it's female, but which character, personality-wise, would you be closest to of those characters?
Oh, that is a good one. Probably George's dad, Frank. I would say probably some people might agree with that.
Like that. So you celebrate Festivus then and all the good ones?
Well, I won't go that far.
So let me ask you, how's this your first foray into politics? How have you found it so far?
I've enjoyed it. I am a people person. I love meeting people. Mm-hmm. Going door to door and meeting people in the riding has been lots of fun.
And you like that?
I do.
Oh, man.
Has there been something about it that's been an eye-opener to you that you didn't expect? Like maybe people's reaction or that type of stuff?
I think and this might not be politically correct to say, but apathy of the voters.
Right.
Like going door to door and people don't even know what the most important thing is.
Right.
In the election. They have no idea who to vote for.
Yeah.
Even at this late stage, people are still making up their minds.
Right.
Which is kind of scary, actually.
Yeah.
Well, people are still up in the air, you know. They're still, I guess, taking submissions.
Yeah.
I guess that's the way to put it.
I guess. So where will you hang out election night? Like, what will your routine be election night?
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't really planned anything yet because I'm just kind of focusing on getting through this period. But I've been thinking about it, and I think maybe... the other candidate, Trevor Woke, we might get together and go hang out somewhere.
Sure.
Good. Yeah, it's good.
Well,
you just want to get out of the house of four daughters.
Yeah. Nervous anticipation. It's kind of
cool.
Like
nervous.
When one of your four daughters were born.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I bet. All right, Tracy Sparrowhawk again from the People's Party of Canada. Thanks for taking some time and coming in and letting us get to know you a little bit.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I got sucked down the weirdest YouTube wormhole yesterday. This is the strangest YouTube wormhole, but this is the strangest wormhole I've ever been sucked down. So I saw a video of somebody shearing sheep.
Where did you see that?
Just on YouTube. Like, it just
came
up.
Okay, so you were looking for something.
And it came up in the whole thing like, oh, you should watch this, right? I watched it. And it's so satisfying to watch.
Okay, but
I watched videos of people shearing sheep for half an hour last night.
What did you initially look up on YouTube?
I don't
to
know.
Send
I,
the
I,
sheep?
I honestly, I so can't the, remember.
Oh yeah, so
what it
scroll
was.
Down on the side, those little boxes.
Yeah.
So what did you find interesting about shearing sheep?
It's like seeing the wool come off. It's very satisfying. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like
soothing.
It's like watching somebody pressure wash something, like pressure wash a deck.
Yeah.
And you go, oh my God, that's just, there's something about it. Anyway, I got sucked into the wormhole for half an hour, and I actually found myself, you know, about 15 minutes into it going, what am I doing watching this? I'll watch it for 5 more minutes, but I'm going to be done soon here. This is weird. And I even admit, it's weird to be watching
that is
people
weird.
Shear sheep. No.
That was weird.
Have you ever been sucked down a really, really strange YouTube wormhole? Like another one I'll get sucked into is drum videos. People playing drums. I can watch people play drums for hours.
I did get when I was having trouble plugging my toilet till the landlord changed my toilet. I did get sucked into how to plunge a toilet, and there's different ways, and there's different plungers, and you're not supposed to use that kind of plunger. And
different techniques.
And I had two different plungers for the guys that recommended those plungers. Yeah. I already had them, and the techniques, and I was like, well, I already know you. I know this. Why is it not working for me?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.